the way you talk to yourself has a profound impact on your emotional state. For example, when you make a mistake, what tone of voice do you use when you talk to yourself? Do you say, "Oh goody, another learning experience"? Or is it something more like, "You stupid idiot, you've really screwed things up this time"? Remember a time when you made a mistake, and recall how you spoke to yourself. What does it sound like? Is it critical? Is it angry? Or sarcastic? Or resigned? Many people presume that just because there's a voice inside their head, they have to listen to it. But criticism is meant to be constructive. And if what your inner voice is saying isn't supporting you, try this simple experiment. Stop for a moment and talk to yourself in your critical voice, saying all those nasty things in the unpleasant tone. Now, notice where you make that voice. Does it seem to be coming from inside your head or outside? Is it coming from the front of your head, the sides, or at the back? Take a moment. Now extend one of your arms out in front of you. Extend one of your arms out in front of you and stick out your thumb. Wherever your critical voice was coming from, move it down your arm and out to the tip of your thumb. So it's now speaking to you from there. And next, slow that critical voice down and change the tone of it. Make it sound sexy as you say all those mean things once again. You useless, stupid idiot. You've really screwed things up this time. Or make it sound a bit like Mickey Mouse and speed it up. You useless, stupid idiot, you really screwed things up this time. It sounds much less threatening like that, doesn't it? Okay, let's get your internal voice on your side. Once again, locate your internal voice. Is it at the front, the side, or the back? And point to the location where you hear those words coming from. Now, I'd like you to imagine how your voice sounds when it's totally confident. Is it louder or softer than usual? Is it clearer and easier to hear? Is it stronger, or is it weaker? Do you speak faster, or do you speak more slowly? Notice how it sounds when you're really positive and confident. And notice where it's located. At the front, at the sides, at the back. Now, take a few moments to think of some of those negative suggestions that you've habitually given yourself. Things like, "I'm not very confident. I'm terrible at giving presentations. I'll never stick to this healthy eating plan. I'll never find someone to fall in love with me." That sort of thing. And for each statement, come up with its positive opposite. "I'm a naturally confident person. I give excellent presentations. I'm extremely lovable. Now, repeat the new positive suggestions yourself, in your new confident internal voice. Make it strong, make it loud, make it believable. And keep doing it over and over again.